So tell me a little bit about this lawsuit.
The city of Memphis, in behalf of two women who tried to vote with photo library cards issued by the city, is the plaintiff in this case. And the city has sued the state of Tennessee. And today we got a ruling from the appeals court.
Okay, so what is the ruling?
The ruling is that the state law stands. The state can have a law that says you have to have a photo ID in order to vote. But the court said that the city of Memphis photo library cards are to be considered a legitimate form of voter ID. And it also immediately ordered the state officials to tell the Shelby County Election Commission to begin accepting City of Memphis library cards as voter ID. As you know, we're right in the middle of the early voting period in advance of the November 6th election day. So once the order is received by the Shelby County Election Commission, voters here can begin using those library cards.
At issue in this lawsuit was a state law. Talk to me about that law, when it was passed, how it came about.
The state law here in Tennessee was passed in 2011, and Tennessee was a bit different from some of the other states that have implemented similar laws because there was an incident that was definitely behind the law here, and it was a 2005 special election for the state Senate seat here in Shelby County, in which an investigation and a lawsuit turned up the fact that people who were dead had voted. So the Tennessee discussion of this particular law was one that had specific instances of alleged voter fraud that were part of the discussion.
But that state law was passed by a Republican-controlled state house, and it was signed into law by a Republican governor, and it was challenged by the mayor of the city of Memphis, A.C. Wharton, who's a Democrat. So was there something political about this lawsuit?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. You can't deny that this has been a partisan issue.
What's the next step with this? Is there anything more to be done in the courts?
There could very possibly be an appeal of this issue to the Tennessee Supreme Court, which would involve requesting an appeal. The court does not grant most appeals, so we'll see if the state decides to appeal it from here. Both sides in this legal dispute got some of what they were looking for. The state's side of this is that the state law has been ruled by the appeals court to be constitutional. The city lost that challenge, but it got its photo library cards accepted as a valid form of identification under the state law. So both sides got something here. We'll see who decides to appeal.
Okay, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.